through your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the team news ahead of the game against Cheltenham. Kyle Walker and Kevin De Bruyne will be missing from Man City's FA Cup fourth round tie at Cheltenham. Walker went off in a 2-0 win against Aston Villa on Wednesday after hurting his hip. The fullback is expected to recover after the cup tie. However, though, De Bruyne has been sidelined for up to 6 weeks with a hamstring injury, while striker Sergio Aguero still misses out after testing positive for coronavirus. When asked about the injury to Kevin, Guardiola said, our doctor said today, after reviewing the scanner before to 6 weeks out, it's a big blow, but we have to move forward. I'm not saying anything that anyone doesn't know. It's unfortunate for him and for us, and we have to find a solution because everyone in their life is struggling in this situation we are living, and we have to adapt. When asked about Kyle Walker, he had a big impact in his hip, big kick. Just a kick, though, not available, but we wish he's available for the next game away at West Brom. When asked about Sergio Aguero, of course, he's continuing to recover. He'll be hoping that he'll get him back as soon as possible to put further options in the final third. But Guardiola said there's no chance he can prioritise one competition over another. While it's a League Two team up next in the FA Cup, he acknowledges the importance that the Premier League and Champions League team show respect and have the same desire to win. It's not going to happen with me. I know the Premier League is the most important one and the Champions League is the second, but four finals in a row is the Carabao Cup. It's because every game is important. There's no chance of prioritising. Even if we arrive at the game without players, we're going to play the second team. We don't drop any competition. Not because I don't care for this competition. When we lose, it's because the opponent is better or we are bad. And Guardiola has also said that he doesn't agree with a European Super League. It says domestic leagues and cups cannot be lost after a fresh report surfaced over the formation of the competition. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.